1978, almost 40 years ago, my best friend, Carrie Yu, an Asian American, and I went for a jog in an urban area of Memphis along Holmes Street. On one side of Holmes Street was the Sycamore Golf and Country Club, fenced off with a 9-foot barbed wire fence. On the other side were the so-called projects where, unbeknownst to me at that time, poor people lived. We jogged completely oblivious to what that meant. But on a warm summer day, in broad daylight, I learned quickly exactly what it means to a naive, white, 11-year-old Southern boy. Several hundred yards ahead, 5 teenagers crossed to our side of the street. We jogged straight at them. In an instant, we were thrown to the ground. I am Chris Lane. I'm the CEO of Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, and I'm excited to participate in this storytelling event, Fire in the Belly.
Turning a corner, rallying together, playing a part, creating something new, finding solutions in the face of shifting sands, an uncertain future, a changing environment, weird weather. Whatever keeps you rolling up your sleeves and moving forward with hope. I'm Laura Whitley, and I am the marketing manager at CORE, the Community Office for Resource Efficiency. With this event, we recognize the power of stories. It's one of the oldest art forms, both for communication and for education. So it's a great way to connect people to one another, but also to help them connect the dots on what people can be doing to protect our natural resources. These are stories of change, transformation of one way or another. It could be a personal transformation, a community transformation. And what we hope is that our audience members will be inspired by the change makers on stage and see themselves and their potential to be change makers.
I'm a big fan of storytelling. And when I saw an opportunity to take a crack at it myself, and this, of course, is not business related. This is not related to my work at ACES. This is more of a personal story and a personal desire of mine to share some stories of my life.
Our storytellers are a diverse bunch from 13 to 72 years old. They represent the towns up and down the valley and even nations. One Danish young man and a farmer from Venezuela.
My story is personal, so I'm a little embarrassed to stand in front of a large crowd and tell a very personal story. And the title of my story is The Life of My Fight. Growing up a skinny male in the South, I often lived in fear of being assaulted, something that was prevalent on a weekly basis. There were always older boys at school, gangs on the streets, bad kids at rival high schools, muscle-bound football players. In the South, being a very skinny male was viewed as weak. "That boy needs to eat," exclaimed all the men who looked like whales walking upright. Of all the emotions, shame and fear may be the most painful. It can control and consume your every thought, make you do things you never thought you'd do. By the time I was 17 years old, at 6 feet, 140 pounds, I grew tired of living in fear.
The stories are definitely the centerpiece of our evening, but there will also be tours of the Solar Seed House, which was an ACES and CORE collaboration, so folks can check that out. And of course, you have the gorgeous setting of Rock Bottom Ranch. We'll be enjoying stories outside under the pole barn with nature all around us.